We're closing in on the completing this Hakdamah, the Hakdamah to Perush HaMishnah. So we should begin to think. It's not relevant for next week, but over the next couple weeks, we'll probably finish the Hakdamah either next week or the week after. So we should begin to think about where we're headed next. There are more Hakdamas. So the Hakdamah to Chelek is Hakdamah to Pirkei Avos. Shmona Prakim. There are also some famous letters, either the big and famous ones, like the Igaris Teman and Igaris Tchias Mesim, or some of the less famous ones, something to begin to think about. Style that you would be interested in going towards next, and topics. That's something to let percolate. The last time we began to look, the last two shiurim actually, we began to look at the way the Rambam treats this. His response, which it seems at first entirely oblique, to the agalata from Brachas that he had put up as an example of a difficult agalata once you begin to think about it. It brings to mind a bit when I was in Camp Ashraga, so I heard the name of Zal Gepstein, Zechar Tzak Lebracha, was the Rosh Hashiva of Shara Torah, and there was a major presence in Ashraga, one of the years I was there, we learned Maseches Beitzah. So the guy said, Rav Zalgad said, Maseches Beitzah is taka like an egg. The longer you cook it, the harder it gets. And you just sort of learn Beitzah very superficially, it seems very straightforward. And once you begin to sit on it, especially Muktza for sure, there's a lot going on in Masechta that it gets very deep very quickly once you begin to stop and smell the roses. So the Rambam was saying, take the approach to Agadata, this Agadata in particular, to sort of Agadata, you could just sort of slide by. It sounds very nice, okay, yeah. Okay. Halach is very important. Then you say, well, 1 second, stop, think, what does this mean? So he says, let's put that aside, and let's begin to develop an important, generally important concept. And that was the concept of telos, of the purpose of things, and again, the purpose of things as they are, and which brought us specifically to think about the purpose of people. The purpose, if overall, directly or indirectly, the purpose of things, terrestrial objects at least. He was very clear to say, he's not talking about malachim, he's talking neither malachim nor astronomy, but at least to the purpose of things on this world, on planet Earth, is directly or indirectly serves human beings, so what's the purpose of us? And in terms of that, we saw last time, he develops the idea, if you have the Shelat edition, it's pages in Vav and Zion, 56, 57, that we have many, many functions. We have many, many capabilities. Human beings can do many, many things, but that the one which is essential and the one which defines our purpose is Tzir HaMaskalos. Is the ability to consider ideas, and specifically, he said, "Hanichbad shabemuskalos, the greatest of them all." So it's like it's almost like the top of the top of the pile. The top of the pile is, so to speak, the top of the pile of creatures in this world is humans. The goal, and the goal of all of human faculties is what goes on in one's mind. And in terms of that, within the ideas one can think about, nichbad shabekulam. Is Tzir Achdus Hashem. And now, in terms of that idea, just to dwell on that a drop more before we see where he goes, how he leverages that to the next step, sort of Shelat is a very, very. He puts together a number of Rambams in his notes over here. So he points out that the Rambam, and it's interesting sources in the Rambam for ideas that come up in later Sfar. Sources around that are echoed, I think, in the Ramchal and in the Chai Adam, because he points out that the Rambam opens with Yesodei HaTorah with five mitzvahs. The first four prakim are concerned with five mitzvahs: four mitzvahs haseh and a mitzvah lo haseh. The four mitzvahs haseh are belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yedias Hashem. An awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Achdus Hashem, and Ava and Yira, those four mitzvahs haseh, and the mitzvahs lo haseh, not to believe in polytheism, not to believe in any other god. And those are the are the topic, or the focus of the first four prakim. The first four prakim are largely about the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then about Malachim, and about science. But he frames that as here's the way to get towards those four mitzvahs. And those really, those five are five of are famous as being five of the six mitzvahs tmidios. That I think Chayadam is the one who came up with that list. Actually, it could be the Rambam himself. The Rambam himself in one of those out of the way corners of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, I think, or the Mishnah Torah. One of the times he goes through a list of all the mitzvahs. See, he says here the six. I believe Rambam himself is six mitzvahs tmidios, and five of those are and then he Shelah points out that the Rambam at the end of the fourth parak of the Sodia Torah. That's where he has his famous comment that drew a lot of criticism and controversy, where he says that this is partis. Meiser Merkava, Meiser Breishis, this deep understanding of the physics and metaphysics, of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Malachim and science deeply, so that's partis, and that's the way to these core mitzvahs. And he says, these core mitzvahs, this study, these five mitzvahs, are the Davar Gadol. This is, after all, the Gemara says I think in talking about Yochum and Zakkai, what he knew Davar Gadol, Davar Katan. The Gemara says, what's Davar Gadol, what's Davar Katan? Davar Gadol is, Ram quotes this Gemara, Davar Gadol is Pardes, Maisim Rekav and Maisim Rishus, and Davar Katan is Havayis Dabai Averot. I learned Gemara, handling back and forth, Shach V'tar. So, and Ram says, Davar Katan is very important. You have to know how to handle in Gemara, how to learn all the other mitzvahs. He says, but ultimately, above all of those, the greatest of the chief mitzvahs are these five mitzvahs of the Davar Gadol, which are Yediyas Hashem and Achdus Hashem and Ava Nira and the Lav, which is to avoid rejecting any of these. So Emuna as mitzvah, the mitzvahs of Emuna and the mitzvahs of Ava Nira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sort of like those meta mitzvahs, those are sort of like the crowning mitzvahs of all the Tariq mitzvahs. That's the Davar Gadol compared to the Davar Katan. He says that's really, he thinks, what's going on over here. Right? Rambam is really talking about the greatest of all. Those, it corresponds here. He's saying the ultimate purpose of man is to engage in, above all, those five mitzvahs.
Was that so controversial?
What was controversial was that he seems to say that Ma'aser Merkava is the study of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malachim. That part is not so controversial. Ma'aser Breishis is the study of physics and biology and chemistry. That's what it sounds like, at least at first blush. So that was a little controversial. That the Kabbalah, that the Gemara, and to be Metal and Pardes means to study physics. That's what Rambam sounds like he's saying. It's hard to imagine he actually. And they point that if you learn the Moreh, becomes he doesn't just mean that when the Mishnah says you can't teach Ma'aser Breishis to three or more people at a time. Rambam didn't think that meant you can't teach physics to a large group of people. And clearly, Ma'aser Breishis is more than just opening a biology textbook or a physics textbook.
There'd be no way to get to the senior seminar because you have to take the survey with lots of people in it first.
There you go. So that's what you got to be. You got to take a direct study instead. That was definitely. You look at the Nosek Hayom on the side, give you the and the Ravid already jumps all over it. But be that as it may, the non-controversial part is to understand that these mitzvahs. The Rambam's story was not everyone saw it that way, but fundamentally, it's not controversial to say that above all other mitzvahs stand the mitzvahs of Emunah and of Ava and Yira. And in fact, I was thinking today, the Ramchal makes a similar point, like the Rambam. I think it's Reb Chatzkel Sarna, one of the great mashgichim in the early 20th, the mid-20th century, has notes on the Mesilas Yesharim where he points out the certain points of comparison, ways in which the Ramchal's style paralleled the Rambam's, in terms of the drive for reorganizing sort of scattered agadotism is a very thematic, careful organizational scheme. And in many places, Ramchal, in many of his works, quotes relatively little. Not to the extent of the Mishnah Torah, where almost nothing is quoted, but certainly Derech Hashem, there's no quoting. Even Mesilas Yesharim, he quotes certain primary sources, but he never quotes Rishonim. I don't think he ever quotes anything after Gemara Medrash, even though it's clearly that he's clearly dealing with that. So one of the examples actually that occurred to me is this Rambam, because Ramchal in the Hakdama talks about the pasuk in Parashas Ekev. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "New Jews." He asks the ultimate question. He says, "Moshe Makach Dureish Mimba." What does God want? And Ramchal says, if you read the answer carefully, the next two and a half psukim or so, he says, there are five elements there. There's Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem and Tikkun Amidos and doing Avos Hashem b'chol lev v'chol nefesh in a wholehearted way, which Ramchal defines as means as wholehearted in the sense of l'shem shamayim, wholehearted in the sense of with full commitment. And a third element which slips my mind right now, and doing all the mitzvahs. Those are the five elements. Now, in the other version of Mesilas Yesharim, which was only in manuscript version until a couple of decades ago when it was discovered in the Lenin State Library, we have Mesilas Yesharim in the Ramchal's own hand, which was written. It seems like it may have been an earlier version. It was written as a dialogue. And so it's mostly the same, but every once in a while there are differences in terms of the content. So here's one difference, where he digs into this point a little more. He says, consider the fact that these four are also mitzvahs. Avas Hashem is one of the Tariq mitzvahs. Yiras Hashem is one of the Tariq mitzvahs. So what do you have to... He said, A, B, C, D, and all the mitzvahs. Well, all the mitzvahs include those. So if you want to list all the mitzvahs individually, so then how about Sukkah and Tefillin and Tzedakah and so on and so forth? So he says, apparently, the Torah is, all the mitzvahs means the chavas ha'ivarim. It means the physical mitzvahs, the external mitzvahs. And he says, the Torah's listings, the Moshe Rabbeinu's listing separately, the chavas ha'levavas. Chavas ha'levavas are these four, as well as all the mitzvahs masios. And in the manuscript version, he goes on to say, consider the fact that the way the Torah chose to organize this list, 80% of the elements are chavas ha'levavas. All the Chavos HaEvarim are lumped into one, and the Chavos HaLevavos are unpacked into four. Hello, Davarhu. What does that tell you about the primacy? Because certainly, you can't be a Jew at heart only, but to just do Maaseh Mitzvah, but to lack the inner expectations of a Jew, the expectations that Kadosh Baruch Hu has for our inner lives, you're missing so much of what Yadus is supposed to be. So that really, I was thinking, that is really essentially what the Rambam is saying. It's slightly different list of mitzvahs, but it's the same key point. That's what I'm saying at the end of the fourth parak of Hilchos Yesodei Torah, in the Mishnah Torah, and that's what he's saying over here. That Nichmat Shebekulan is Tzir HaMaskalos, and especially Achdus Hashem, to think and to understand the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu more deeply. And as you know, before we go on, in terms of mitzvahs masios, so if Shailat writes at the end, as a retrospective on this Hakdama, is to bear in mind that the first half of the Hakdama was talking about halacha, with Nevuah as sort of a subtopic within the world of where Nevuah fits in within the halachic structure. And now we're sort of taking sort of the mirror image perspective, where we're looking at the world of Agarata, and we still have to figure out where halacha, arba amashallah halacha, where that fits in within this world. So before the focus is on mitzvahs masios, now the focus is on the other half, the amunah shabo, rather than the mitzvahs masios. That's insane. And that's that from an axiological perspective, that's the ultimate. And then he said, and we saw it last time, he says, obviously, if you're going to want to live a life of the mind, so if the mind is going to be a big part of my life, so you're going to need to moderate the way one handles one's body. Okay, so now let's pick up the bottom of page 9. He says, "Hine his barer me'ela ha'akdamos, ki tachas olamenu u'masha bo, amnam hi ish chacham v'tov." Now, put all the pieces together, all the steps we just spoke about, so now what emerges is the ultimate goal of planet Earth as a whole is Ish Chacham V'Tov. The sort of person who succeeded in at actualizing the potential of what it means to be a human being. And he says, that take those terminology carefully. A person is both a Chacham and Tov. V'chashi yitzluchu b'yad ish min haminu ha'noshi ha'chachma v'hamasa. Essentially, that's what we're beginning to talk about. We're talking about emunah and ma'aseh mitzvah. We're talking about davar gadol and davar katan. So he explains, what do I mean by chachma? And he'll ma'aseh is going to focus on one aspect of ma'aseh mitzvah in particular. Chachma means seer ha'mitus kemo shehen, hasagas kol ma'aseh efshir zigeo adam. Understanding the world as much as possible. As I said before, understanding the world ultimately results in the highest idea, our ideas about Ribbono Shel Olam. And Maaseh, he's focused specifically in Yosher HaMezeg, Harchakas HaAsmakras, to avoid being addicted to things, to engage the world to the extent one needs, to be moderate in the way one engages the world, and HaTavas HaMidos. That package, which is the end product of a lifestyle of Maaseh Mitzvah, so that's Ish Zeh, Shiyu Matzavo, Hu HaTachlis. If you've gotten the two pieces, a person who is actualizing the lifestyle that Ribbono Shel Olam has in mind for us, and the mind is there, so that together is the goal of what it means to be human, and therefore by extension the goal of the planet. One side point, an important side point, he threw in harchakas ha'ismakrus, distancing oneself from, sounds like psychological addiction. So this may also be another line in the Rambam, which generates an entire essay, Mesil Sisharim. Mesil Sisharim, he follows through the ladder, the step-by-step progression through different midos, from ground level, Tzula Mutzavarat, to Rosh Magia Shamayim. That terminology was already used many times in the past at Badr Machal. You start from step one, from ground level, you build, this mida A leads to mida B, to mida C, all the way up, and you keep, if you climb far enough, you ultimately get to Ruach HaKodesh, to Kedusha, to Nevuah, to the highest of heights. So but the Ramchal says after the first three levels, this is all that a Jew is required to do. So here is the Rizus, Nikias, Yiras Hashem, Avos Hashem, Shmiras HaMitzvahs. At that point, that's what your Jew is expected. Says, you do this, you're a tzaddik. Beyond this is to be a chassid. Up until this point, that's what God expects, and beyond this point, the Nimashur said that. Not machif to be a Navi, but if I have ambition, I'm going to try to go further and further in my quest towards Kedusha. So the very first stage that's Lefnim Ashur Sadin in the Ramchal's Girsa and the Bryce of Avodah Zarah that his whole Sefer is built around, the very first stage that's Lefnim Ashur Sadin is Precious. There's an added degree, Kadesh, like the Ramban last week's Parsha, Kadesh Aspuchav Mutuach. And to add a degree of self-control beyond just avoiding Yisroel. So Ramchal immediately asks, well, why is that valuable? The Torah said it's something else. It's Aser, but if it's Mutter, where's the value in volunteering more seemingly unnecessary, meaningless self-control? Avoiding things which are Mutter anyhow. So what does that mean? So it has a beautiful piece. And the core idea, that I think the way to the gist of what he says is that Precious isn't about random asceticism. Precious is about training yourself, divesting oneself of psychological addictions, of really getting a handle on what's a need, what's really a need, and what's a want, and developing my ability to not need the things I don't need. It's nice. You want to be able to, you want something, it's fine, but be sure that it doesn't become, in my mind, a need. Okay, he says, when you get weighed down with too many artificial needs, I need this, I need that, and life has to be just a certain way, have to eat, everything has to be just so, you become a high-maintenance person, you become inflexible, it's going to be a lot harder to get things done, it's a lot harder to run to mincha, it's a lot harder to do all the important things that Ribbono Shel Olam expects of us, when I'm weighed down, I'm entrapped, I'm imprisoned by all these quote-unquote needs. So that he seems to develop the idea that the goal of Precious, the value of Precious, is I divest myself of psychological addictions. So that's really here, and it's fascinating, in this very short, a line and a half of what does it mean to be the actualized person, Harchakas HaAsmakros, made it in here. That's a really a high-level item. Okay. See, he says, that's the goal. The goal of the planet is meant to support, produce, enable this. He says we know it from tradition from the Nevi'im, and it's also been arrived at logically. He says this idea that's the goal is not some idea that's only accessible through tradition and revelation. It's also accessible through rational thought. He quotes Shailen the bottom and says he's not sure if it's a reference to Aristotelian ethics or not. Kavanas harkel banu she nihye nevonim v'tovim. To be wise and good. The detail of what it means to be wise and good, we do need a masorah for. But the concept is a rationally available, accessible concept. And he says, to be one without the other doesn't work. Ha'adam is fascinating, Taba and Pei Nuches. And he relates this back to Mishnayos and Avos, actually this week's parak. I'm not sure. Is it this week's parak? So he says, a person's going to be a chacham, but not tov. He'll be chacham v'navon, but mevakesh tavos. He's wise, he's thoughtful, but he's very materialistic, he's hedonistic, so you're not really a chacham. Reishis ha-chachma is to be moderate. And then he says the other way is true as well. If you can be over to parish, very religious, very devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but without, and have good midos, but without chachma, I'm also missing perfection, better off than the first person. It's better off to be oved and parish and developed a person who's dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and has good midos, but I lack chachma, that's certainly better than having the chachma lacking the tuv, but neither one of you said this is ein bor yirei chet, the lo ha-ma'arot chasid. That's what that means. You need the full package. And he seems to say also, what we're saying is to just be good without chachma satorah, I think Ram seems to be addressing that somewhat also. The goodness without reference to chachma satorah is not going to be the ultimate goodness. Sounds like a reference to discussion about natural morality, and not in favor of at least radical presentations of natural morality. Misha Omel Amar Shu Chassid, you say, tell me someone who's not learned is a great Chassid. Harehu Machziv HaChacham Shaposku Bazeh Ba'ofen Nechrat. He says you're trying to give lie to the Chachamim who were very clear about this. And Machziv Seichel Gamkin. So it doesn't make sense either. Okay. Alkein timsa tzivucha Torah ulamaratem and then laasosam. Hachachma kovnil maisa. That's the way it says maisa won't naturally bring you to chachma. I can't substitute for chachma by just being a good person. But chachma ought to bring me to maasa. Shahatama maybe l'day maisa. So that's his picture. The purpose, you want to understand purpose, you want to understand the world, purpose of different items. Ultimately, purpose of everything is the adam hachacham. The Hatov. Then he asks one last question.
Can I ask a question before? Absolutely. The question? So, if you just read,
do you think
this,
that makes sense?
So, the way he describes this, there's no emphasis on. There's not really an emphasis on the Torah. I mean, there is mentioned here and there, but to say that the goal of a person, you know, the goal of a person is to be chacham v'tov. It just sounds strange. I mean, I've heard people.
Sounds secular.
Yeah. Okay. That's.
How do you define chacham?
Right. So when he talks about chachma, he says, I definitely sense it's a problem. It does sound a little bit like what happened to explicit reference to Torah mitzvahs. What happened to reference to mitzvahs at all? Is he saying, well, chacham may be chachmas Torah? Now, he definitely is clear that the greatest of the chachmas he's talking about is ideas achtos tzir achtos Hashem. But another piece.
Well, let's say that there was a brilliant Aristotelian philosopher, and he was extremely kind, and maybe he didn't get there. Maybe the Torah is the best program to get there. The Rambam would say. But let's imagine we see a person who's a great philosopher. He knows there's only one God, and that all the other things he's supposed to know. And he's extremely kind and nice to everybody. And he's good personal characteristics. So the Rambam, I assume he would say, well, He was supposed to keep all the mitzvot. He's in a lot of trouble. But it sounds from this almost that he'd say, yeah, that's great. I wouldn't recommend people take that route, but...
Oh, I hear the question, but a couple of thoughts. Number one, he's talking here, and the Rambam is very specific. Shelak keeps reminding us in his notes. But Rambam is asking sort of the question from a very... this entire discussion about teleology has been from a very particular perspective. Right? Because, again, he got to human beings as an example of a general question you can ask about anything. So clearly, when you ask about the purpose of a hammer or the purpose of a spider, neither a hammer nor a spider is a commanded being. So we don't mean what's expected of a hammer or a spider in the sense of what are they required to do. We may mean what are they supposed to be doing in terms of naturally what are they meant to be, but not what are they obligated to do. There are no obligations on anything but a human. So the question here isn't really about obligations. The question here is more what are people meant for? Or you actualize the potential. A hammer is the potential of the hammer, the koach of the hammer, using the term koach in both senses, the koach of a hammer is to drive nails. Now, if I have a hammer, it sits on my shelf, so it's not living its life as a nail driver. Now, the hammer isn't doing anything wrong. It's not obligated to drive nails, but it's not actualizing its potential, which is that's the way it is. Not a moral statement of bad or good. It's just a reality. So if the spider is, it hurt its, if you say that the spiders are meant to spin webs, and here you have a spider whose web silk producing gland was injured, so it can't spin webs. It's not, the spider isn't going to go to Gehenna for not spinning webs, and it's not doing anything wrong, but it's not realizing its potential.
That's a whole mambo, though.
Well?
If the animals drift from the seaboard, that's part of the mambo.
Yeah, maybe. Well, either yes, or that's just more of a natural consequence. But fair enough. But be that as it may over here, but clearly hammers and rocks and plants definitely don't have bechir chavshus, and are definitely not morally culpable for decisions that they're not really making anyhow. So the point is, the question about human beings is not what are human beings obligated to do. It's a more of a natural, essential question. What are humans meant to be? Humans are meant to be, and what human potential is to be chacham v'tov. So to the extent that one attains chachma and tov, so to that extent he is realizing his potential as a human. Now, number one, the Rambam is probably alluding to the fact that the most effective way the way to accomplish these goals most fully is going to be through Torah mitzvahs. A. And B, even if theoretically I could attain those goals without it, but I am commanded by God to do mitzvahs. Which, I remember, that's what we talked about before. The first half of this hakdama was about halacha. The second half of the hakdama is about agadza, or if you will, specifically about, I don't know, values or telos. But yeah, in other words, the ultimate, in many senses, the time of the kra of mitzvahs in general is to get you to these. And if you think of what's the show, what a mitzvah is supposed to, if you look at what different mitzvahs are supposed to accomplish, overall, the goal of if the sum total of the tame hamitzvos is ishchacham v'tov. Some are meant to develop my this midah, some are meant to develop that midah, some are meant to make sure that I don't get overly involved in all these different elements. So that's the goal of mitzvos. So here he's not talking about of course, tzivui is a very important part of our lives, but that's not the topic here. Make sense?
Yes.
Well, actually, I would think that you would answer the Seth's question. In other words, if the Rambam saw a human being who was a Chacham and Tov, having nothing to do with Torah, he would say you accomplished your mission as a human being.
Right.
And then the Seth's question then was, well, what about a Kol Yisrael? That's a different type of human being. Has different commandments.
Right. Now, right.
And like you said, the purpose of those commandments is to get them to Tovul Chacham in a more effective way, and presumably other things also.
Right. And the ultimate good, in other words, the fact that you've realized your potential is something of great value, and it doesn't mean that you're going to get maximum Olam Haba only because you've accomplished that potential. There may be more. There's more to the universe than just realizing your human potential. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the opportunity to be a commanded being, so then if I don't seize that opportunity, obviously there's much more than just realizing my potential. But more than that, the other angle is he seems to be saying that within Chacham V'Tov, the way to that, that's why he stressed, Lo Amar Tzchassid. Because without access to Tzir Hamuskalos, and particularly Tzir Achtas Hashem, especially if it was the same before, what he's talking about is Davar Gadol, over and above Davar Katan, so then you're going to be missing a lot. Or certainly the vast majority of people will be missing a lot. Because in the Chanai, remember the way he began, his opening question was, how could he be in a Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Olam Amal Shelah Halacha? Well, what about Chanoch and Mitzvah Shelach and Noach and Aver and Shem? Well, they didn't have, maybe just said Shem Aver, I forget how many of that name. Well, they didn't have the Halacha, in the sense you should understand Halacha to be, and yet they were great people who accomplished great things and were very close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So obviously, when they were, they weren't ruining things by not doing mitzvahs because they weren't expected to do the mitzvahs. But at the same time, they accomplished something big without. So there must be more than just mitzvahs matzias. He's saying in Hanami, there is something more than just. And we're not done yet because he's not yet ready to dive back, to return to that agada. But he doesn't tell you he's not ready yet. He's sort of just talking, right? Talking about telos and telos of things and people. And then it seems like he's innocently saying, oh, and by the way, I have one question. Now, this, by the way, one question, of course, in classic Rambam style, is, by the way, one question really is the setup for the last piece of the puzzle necessary to go back to the Agadah. But he says, by the way, one question. Maybe we should leave this for next time. This is really a unit. This question, this is, so for next time, Blue Netter, we'll tackle what's here in the Shalat edition, section Zion. That's from page 58 to 60. If you have time, maybe we'll get section Ches, which is the last section, where he talks about Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi, and from that time, post Talmudic times all the way till himself. Talks about the works of the Gaonim and he makes reference to a very famous line he has about the Rimagash and how the Rimagash was an unusual Talmud Chacham. And then he closes by telling you what the goals of this is and bring himself up to now, and now I'm writing this Perush HaMishnayos and let me tell you what the goals are, and with that this closes. In the full editions here, they didn't publish it. He has sort of these ten appendices, I think, to his Hagdama. All sorts of like technical data, a list of all the Tanam who make halachic statements, a list of Mishnayos, a list of all the Tanam who make agadic statements, Mishnayos, and who is a Rebbe, who is Tanam, useful appendices. But in section Zion, which we'll see later next time, he has one question. Now the question requires a lot of understanding. At first blush, it seems like a curious question. We'll try to work on that in Ritz Hashem next time. Okay. And we should think about where we want to go going forward. Are you all here throughout the summer or not?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. No, so we're actually this summer we're not going to be away, or at least not. We're going to be in America.
Wow.
We'll be in the Tri-State area. We are expecting soon, Ritz Hashem. So it's timing may work well. We may take a little break after we finish the Hagadah with Parashat Mishnah.
You want the baby in it to be born in Israel?
Huh? or it would have meant